I wanted to take a moment to talk about the benefits of silent swimming. If you have been to one of our practice groups or you have taken one of our courses, you may notice that I often prescribe or recommend starting your warm-up time with what we call a silent swim. For me personally, I will do that for about 600 yards at the beginning of my 1500 meter warm-up time. It takes me about a half an hour to go through that warm-up. And the first 600, which would be about 10 minutes or so, first 10 minutes are spent swimming as gently as I can. Well, I'm not trying to swim slow per se, but I'm swimming gently. And using the descriptor of silent swimming, it's giving you reference to what the water is doing around you. So if you've ever noticed while you're swimming along, you can hear the splash of water from your body hitting the surface, the water, little waves slapping against your swim cap or against your body. You can feel the movement of the water around you, whether it's still or whether it's turbulent. For instance, if you've been swimming in a pool that's nearly empty, you can tell how smooth the water is around you. So in terms of sound waves, you can think of silent swimming as few physical waves of water lapping around. But then again, if you've been in a pool where it's been really busy or you've been sharing a lane, then you can obviously feel how the water is much more turbulent around you. So again, that's the increase of physical waves. Well, sound is just waves in the air. And so silent swimming, we could think of it both in terms of sound and in turbulence in the water. So as you're swimming along, you are first of all trying to move your body in a way that's gentle and harmonious. And I don't mean that in some woo sense, but more like your body parts are moving in coordination with each other. So you feel smooth in your movements. You know, the shoulder joints feel good, your spine feels good, your coordination of your body. And then using that body coordination, you're entering the water with your spearing arm, with your entry arm, and you're sliding your lead arm to its target. You are getting a grip on the water with your catch, and you're exerting a nice gradually increasing but steady pressure, not abrupt, not forceful. As you're reaching forward, you're reaching your body within its comfortable range of mobility. You're not trying to strain yourself to reach further. So internally it's peaceful. Externally it's quiet. It's causing the least amount of turbulence while still allowing you to move forward. And so silent swimming gives you these internal and external objectives to achieve while you're going along. And just by using the feedback of the sound of water and the turbulence of water pressing against your skin, that gives you really good feedback as far as what your body's actually doing. And so meanwhile, while you're going along, as you're trying to move your body in this way, in this cooperative way with itself and with the water, then when something isn't quite right, you can notice that more easily inside the body. You say, hey, you know, something's kind of weird about my shoulder today or my spine, or, you know, I'm feeling kind of sore in a particular spot. So when you start out gently like this, it gives your body a chance to speak to you, to send signals. Well, the body is sending signals. Let me take that back. The body is always sending signals to you. It's a question of whether you're listening or not, or paying attention. So when you are going along in silent swimming, you are intentionally, you're paying attention to what your body's doing, what it's saying, the feedback from the water. So you are already tuned into, hey, what are the messages I'm getting? So in that way, then when you're continuing on with your warm-up, you can be informed by your body as to what possibly you need to work on, or any vulnerable areas, sore spots, any weak areas. You'll get some information about that, and then that should influence what you do for the rest of your practice. So if you've got the idea there, silent swimming, I'd recommend doing it something like 5 to 8 minutes, maybe even 10 minutes of your warm-up, if you can permit that much time. And then you may notice after about 8 or 10 minutes, you'll notice that your body just feels so much better, and more eager to get into more energetic practice. And that's the really good sign that we want to look for. So actually, by swimming gently in this way that I'm describing it, swimming it, silent swimming, by going this way, you actually prepare your body for more vigorous exercise than if you tried to go out harder right at the beginning. So it's kind of interesting how the body does that. It gets warmed up, and then it, as Grant Molyneux would say, TI coach in Toronto, he would say, let the exercise pull you into practice. Let your body pull you into the main practice. And so silent swimming is a great way to get on that pathway. So I hope you try that, and I expect that it will do good for you. And if you have any questions, give me a holler. Thanks.